There's really no debate about who is the best player in the NHL.
McDavid against Morgan Rielly. McDavid, what a move! What a play! What a goal! Connor McDavid!
Connor McDavid has been absolutely shredding defenses since he entered the league 5 seasons ago and dropping a lot of jaws along the way. But there are signs that the superstar has grown frustrated with his team's lack of success. Today, Jonathan Willis, who covers the Edmonton Oilers for The Athletic, joins us to talk about McDavid, his secretive recovery from a brutal injury, and if the clock is ticking on his Edmonton career.
He's holding up his end. He needs the franchise around him to hold up its, and ultimately that's the only cure to those sorts of frustrations.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Kelto. Kavitha is on her way back from the Super Bowl. It's Tuesday, February 4th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
Another faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we got this guy.
Are you kidding me?
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
So, Jonathan, how do you begin to describe the talents of Connor McDavid?
Oh, I think you have to start with speed.
Lucic ends off Bozak. Outlet pass for McDavid. Speeding in. Here is Connor McDavid. Upstairs. He scores.
The fact that he can think at the level at which he moves is, you just don't see players like that. He's a unique talent.
Goal line to goal line, 40 kilometers an hour, and then the shot in tight and never touches the goal. I'm sorry, I haven't seen this in 25, 30 years in the league.
It's a one-man offense.
It goes back to when he was a kid. He was named an exceptional player by the Ontario Hockey League, so he was able to join the junior league a year early. When he was available at the draft in 2015, multiple teams were tanking. It was an upset that Edmonton got him. It sent shockwaves through the league. He stepped into the NHL. He's been the player's choice as the league's best player 2 of the last 3 years. And when we conducted our anonymous player poll this year, 63% of the league, his peers, said that he was the best guy in the game. Nobody else hit even 20%. He's a star without peer in the league today.
And in terms of all-time greatness, it's really not a stretch to draw a line from Wayne Gretzky to Mario Lemieux to Sidney Crosby, and now to Connor McDavid. I mean, this guy is the superstar of the NHL.
Yeah, no, it's no stretch at all. I mean, if he were to retire tomorrow, I think he'd be in the Hall of Fame just based on what he's done through age 23 in the NHL. He's not even in the heart of his career yet, and he's up there with the all-time greats.
And what's he like as a person? What have your interactions with him been like?
Well, he's guarded with the media. Let's put it that way.
Ultimately, it's a hockey game, and we're going to try and go out there and play hockey, and that's the main focus. So
he's very reserved. He is a guy who is all about the hockey. He's very serious. He's very dedicated to his craft.
Well, it's going to be an exciting game. It always is when these two teams face off, and it's a tight division. And
if anything, I was reminded of a description I once heard of German generals in the First World War, where they don't have hobbies. This is what they are. And that's how McDavid is with the hockey. This is what he is.
And has that worked to his detriment? I mean, have fans had a hard time warming to him because he is so singularly focused and kind of reserved?
You put a player like him on the ice, what he can do on the ice, fans will warm to him no matter what he's like off of it. But I think what it has created is a little bit of distance. You don't get a lot of looks into what he's really thinking. You don't get a lot of feel for how he's really perceiving things. And because there's that distance, it's allowed sort of rumors to abound and people to kind of read into body language and see what they want to see. But you have to respect what he does. The level of professionalism, I think there's almost a universal admiration for it.
And let's just take a step back for a second. The Edmonton Oilers, his current team, this is a team that has, you know, one of the greatest histories or traditions of any team in the NHL.
Ladies and gentlemen, from coast to coast, 1988 Stanley Cup champions, the Edmonton Oilers have won it again.
They are, if not the greatest all-time team, in the top two or three. Wayne Gretzky playing the best years of his career and his only cup-winning years. That all happened in Edmonton.
And here's a breakaway by Gretzky, all alone. He shoots, he scores!
Back to the Edmonton blue line, Messier wheels down the right side. Over the Islander blue line, Messier moves to the defense, he scores! Oh, did he handle the biscuit!
I think the only team you could really compare to them is the 1970s dynasties of the Montreal Canadiens, which, you know, were a whole other level entirely as well. And it was a different world. We haven't seen a team like the 1980s Oilers since. Edmonton's a unique city because, unlike a lot of other markets, it's a one-team city. The Oilers are everything. Sometimes it's to their detriment because Edmonton is kind of perceived as a fishbowl. Oilers are recognized on the streets. Everybody knows them. It's the talk of the town. They are maybe the number one civic activity in Edmonton.
And I have to say, from my perspective, it feels like the Oilers put Edmonton as a city on the map to a lot of people outside of Canada.
It's so far north and it's so far out of the mainstream. It's, you know, if you're not in the oil industry, which is the other way you might come across it, Alberta, of course, being famous for its oil and for its beef. But even if you're not a hockey fan, I think most people have heard the name Wayne Gretzky. Having that sort of transcendental star, it can't help but raise the profile of the city. And I think ultimately the expectation is that at some point Connor McDavid will reach that same level of consciousness. Obviously, we're still very early into his career.
And of course, the Gretzky era ended in 1988 in one of the most shocking and monumental moments in sports history.
I'm disappointed about having to leave Edmonton. I truly admire all the fans and respect.
Have Oilers fans recovered from that yet?
I think there's been recovery because I think there's understanding. You know, in hindsight, it's one piece of a larger collapse because the Oilers won a cup after Gretzky, which I think a lot of people who maybe aren't in Edmonton or are more casual fans don't know. There was a phenomenal supporting cast. Those guys were all removed sort of in the span of 5 years, and it was such a total collapse that you almost kind of had to start from scratch as a fan.
And now fast forward to the modern era. This Edmonton Oilers team was really bad for a really long time.
And this one is over, officially, even though it was over a long time ago. Chicago comes into Edmonton and spanks the Oilers.
They kept getting number one pick after number one pick, but kept losing. And then they got the number one pick.
The Edmonton Oilers would like to select with their first pick from the Erie Otters, Connor McDavid.
And yet, even with Connor McDavid, this team has really struggled. Why is that? Why haven't they been able to win, even with this generational talent?
Historically incompetent management. That's the simple answer right there. This was a team that should be far ahead of where it is now. And the reason it isn't, you have to look at the GM of the time, Peter Chiarelli, who was fired midway through the past season. And, you know, deservedly so, because he was handed a good young core, Connor McDavid, and got one playoff appearance out of it.
And there was this big moment at the end of last season where in an unexpected moment of candidness, Connor McDavid talked about how frustrated and unhappy he was with the team's lack of success.
It's been a roller coaster. It's been emotionally challenging. It's been hard mentally to kind of keep on going, but we were always kind of right there.
He was so upset. He was so frustrated. He was so disappointed with the performance of the team and where it was at in the NHL standings, where it was at in the broader NHL picture, that he just reacted in the heat of the moment. And it's impossible to criticize him for that, because it would be frustrating. He's holding up his end. He needs the franchise around him to hold up its. And I think this year there's been a transition to where we've seen the team around him get better. We've seen more support. We've seen more intelligent decision-making from the front office. And ultimately, that's the only cure to those sorts of frustrations.
And Jonathan, there have been whispers that perhaps Connor McDavid could request to be traded if the Oilers continue to fail. Is that a realistic possibility? Like, could Edmonton fans who once lost Wayne Gretzky also lose Connor McDavid?
I think it's possible, but I also think the danger of it is overstated. I think there's a level of wish fulfillment in other markets where they see McDavid being wasted on a team that has struggled for so long and want to get him out of there. I also think that McDavid's feelings on the matter were made pretty clear when his entry-level deal expired. He could have forced something at that point. He didn't. Instead, he signed an 8-year commitment with the Oilers, and that's not an indication of a player who wants to bail on a problem.
And, you know, the NHL wants its superstars to succeed. They need their superstars to succeed for the league to be as successful as it wants to be. And this guy is the face of the NHL. So from the perspective of the league, what is at stake with Connor McDavid's success?
Every league needs to market its stars, and the NHL has been criticized, and rightly so, I think, for years for failing to do that. They've tried to get better at it. To me, you want the best talent to play at the highest stage possible, and ultimately, that means getting McDavid on a long playoff run, playing in the Stanley Cup Finals, and I think it would be good for the game. I think it would be good for the league. I think it would be good for Edmonton if that were to occur.
The Lead is sponsored by ZipRecruiter. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, smart, and growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. Dylan Miskowitz, COO of Cafe Altura, experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. But then he switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference. You can too, by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you, it finds them for you. And its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job, so you get qualified candidates faster. In fact, after posting his job to ZipRecruiter, Dylan said he was amazed by how quickly great candidates were applying, and he found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter.com/LEAD. That's ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
So, Jonathan, last season ended with the Oilers out of the playoffs yet again, and Connor McDavid really badly injuring his knee.
Here comes McDavid. McDavid flying in, and he crashes into the Flames net. Tripping is the call.
Here it is again, comes down, and it's the left leg that makes the initial contact right there on the post. And, I mean, that's a lot of speed and weight coming through into that bar on the left leg.
And a documentary came out about a week and a half ago that revealed just how bad this injury really was.
Yeah, so one of the interesting things about the McDavid injury was that it was initially reported as being far less significant than it turned out to be. The media as a whole believed it was a mild knee injury. In fact, it was six linked injuries, extremely serious.
The doctor told me that it was actually a full PCL tear. You know, tears on both sides of my meniscus, tore the popliteus right off the bone.
McDavid was recommended to have surgery, which would have taken him out of the game for an entire year. It would have been a crippling blow to the franchise. It would have been devastating to Connor McDavid. And the fact that he's able to come back now and be the best player in the league again after an intense summer of rehabilitation is mind-boggling. It's an almost inhuman achievement.
And in that documentary, they revealed how he was basically forced to make this incredibly difficult decision in a matter of hours.
I have to make this crazy decision. I mean, that it's either gonna, you know, make or break. 20 years of my life plays out, the rest of my life plays out. I gotta make this decision at 22, and I gotta make it in 24 hours because they had scheduled the surgery with the second guy for, like, 4 days later.
To make that decision so quickly at that age with so much riding on it, I don't think anybody fails to appreciate how huge of a moment that was for him personally.
And it seems like a really bold choice. I mean, he avoided surgery and basically rehabilitated this dramatic injury through physical therapy. And he was, you know, bouncing on trampolines and doing gymnastics work and working with a figure skating coach at one point. It seems like a kind of risky and maybe somewhat alternative approach.
The medical staff within the documentary speak to some of the dilemmas that they faced along the way. And you can understand it because it's like walking a tightrope, as Dr. Mark Lindsay, who was part of the team, described it at one point, because you want to stress it enough that the muscles heal, but you don't want to stress it too much and do further damage. And they did it successfully. And I think it's just a testament to his character and his work ethic and the amount of hours and effort that went into this.
Did this film change the way that people see Connor McDavid?
I think so. I think he's more accessible now than he was before. You can't blame a person like McDavid, who's been in the spotlight since he was, you know, since before he was a teenager, for clinging to every bit of privacy that he has. This pulled back the curtain a little bit. It showed us his support network, his family, his girlfriend. It told us. It shone a light into his emotion, which is something that we rarely see. You'll see him react sometimes in game. Very rarely is he animated post game. There have been rare exceptions to that. But this was one of those instances, one of those very few instances where fans are able to see beneath the surface. And I think it's greatest value of the documentary was that it showed us that.
So incredibly, he did not miss a single game at the start of this year, just 6 months after this really devastating injury. And he seems to be playing with the same speed and aggressiveness, especially going to the net, that he always has.
Picked up again by McDavid, straight up the middle. McDavid in, scores! What a goal! And Connor is back in business.
And I'll tell you what, he's been fighting a bit.
But is there concern about his long-term health with that knee?
I think there's always a level of concern when you have a talent this brilliant that it's going to be snuffed out early. And any hockey fans will recognize the name Bobby Orr, who prior to Connor McDavid was regarded as the best skater in hockey history and is still regarded in some quarters as the best skater in hockey history. And his career tragically ended early because of recurring knee problems. So it's something you can't rule out. But at the same time, if anything, McDavid has been better this year.
And now to McDavid. McDavid drives his way in. Here is Connor McDavid! Oh. Upstairs, what a goal! Wow!
Wow! Connor McDavid again with brilliance.
There's no sign of any lingering ill effects. He was a little bit rusty in his first couple of games, and after that, he's just taken off to a degree that we haven't seen before. This is the best season he's played in the NHL, in my opinion, and as much as an injury can be put to rest, that is put it to rest.
And looking forward to the end of this season, What do you expect from this Oilers team? Will they make the playoffs, and how far will they go?
I expect they'll make the playoffs, and after that, it's very difficult to say. They play in the Pacific Division, which is the weakest of the NHL's four divisions, and at the moment, what has sort of happened is this logjam where there are five teams that are right on the playoff bubble, and you know, you win two games and all of a sudden you're competing for the division title. It's an unprecedented situation in my experience covering the game. So the Oilers could, I expect them to make the playoffs, and it wouldn't be a big surprise if landing in the postseason with Connor McDavid and to a lesser extent Leon Draisaitl, they were able to make some noise, especially against some very comparable Pacific Division teams.
And you said earlier that the root of the problem has been historically bad management. Do you think the new management, in particular the new head coach Dave Tippett and new general manager Ken Holland, have what it takes to build a winning team around Connor McDavid?
I think Dave Tippett is the best coach that I've seen in my time covering the team. He's extremely even keel. He's extremely professional. He's extremely diligent. He's the kind of guy who makes adjustments and gets the most out of what he has. The Oilers have had coaches in the past who have done some good things but lost players. Tippett's a guy who tries to maximize every resource at his disposal. I don't know if Ken Holland is the perfect fit to build a contender around Connor McDavid, but I know he won't make the same mistakes that have been made in the past. He's the kind of guy who believes strongly in having a process of building a pipeline that generates a continual flow of young talent, and I think the Oilers could use that. The question now is whether he can do it fast enough, and fortunately for Edmonton, the answer appears to be yes based on the step forward the team has taken this season.
Well, Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the season.
Thank you very much for having me.
You can read more of Jonathan Willis's coverage of Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers at theathletic.com. Here are some other stories we're following at the lead. The scandal-plagued Houston Astros have a new general manager. The team announced Monday that it has hired James Click. Click was the VP of baseball operations for the Tampa Bay Rays and spent 14 years with the team. He will now be paired with newly hired and very old school manager Dusty Baker as the Astros try to move on from their sign-stealing scandal. Tomorrow on The Lead, we'll be taking a closer look at Dusty Baker's amazing career as a player and manager as he and now Click try to help the Astros win a PR battle and the World Series. And Kansas City Chiefs players are celebrating their Super Bowl victory in many ways, but none is more heart-melting than that of defensive lineman Derek Nnadi. After being seen doing confetti angels on the field after the game, Nnadi decided to pay the adoption fees for anyone willing to adopt a dog at a local animal shelter in Kansas City. According to ESPN, a spokesperson for the KC Pet Project said 20 dogs had been adopted as of Monday afternoon, compared with 10 on an average workday. Nnadi also sponsored an adoption program during the regular season, paying the adoption fee for one hard-to-adopt dog after every Chiefs victory. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Kelto. See you tomorrow.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Winning is an everyday mindset.
and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room. You got to win every day. Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.